Rewind on 92.3 KGON. KGON.
Welcome back to Rockline. It's an evening with the New Cars. It's Alive. We'll be out in the beginning of June by the New Cars. Joined by the entire band tonight by Greg and Chasm and Prairie and Elliot and Todd. And your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. And up next from Long Island is Ray. Welcome to Rockline, Ray.
Hey, how are you?
We're good.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. Elliot, I got
you
a question
for you.
You
can call me Ray.
Elliot, it's Ray from 20th Century Guitar. How you been, man?
Ray, Mr. Matusa, how are you, buddy?
Cool. Somebody you know. Okay.
I got a question for you, because Larry, I don't think, asked you. Did you have to, take out the CDs and stuff and kind of, you know, go, gee, I don't remember that note in that solo. I got to relearn it. Or were they up
there? That happened today.
You know what, Ray? He did ask me that. He did ask me that. And the answer that I gave him was that basically it was pretty natural going back to that material and playing it. Once or twice, I checked the records to make sure I was remembering some little part correctly. But for the most part, it's pretty much encoded in the DNA at this point. You know?
Did he nail it?
It wasn't really difficult.
That's a great question, though. That's a well-thought-out question, and somebody that knows you as well. Ray, thanks for joining us tonight. We're going to play the song Moving in Stereo, but I'll ask Greg this question. When Just What I Needed was first released, I believe it was one channel only on the 45. Is that right, Craig?
One channel
mono? I remember something like that.
What happened? It wasn't even mono. It was just one channel on the 45.
Oh,
and it was a hit anyway.
The left side of the stereo.
Really?
That's funny. I've never heard this story.
Left side only.
Yep. Yikes.
Well, I've only listened to FM radio, so...
Well, half a song was better than most people's full songs.
So. I remember something about that.
But did they accidentally only took half the stereo?
Yeah. Yeah, it just was they cut it.
Well, imagine if it was a Beatle record. You had nothing but bass and drums.
Vocals way off in the distance.
And the reverb from the vocals.
Hey, I had one of the gold records I got from one album. It had the label from an Atlantic record. It was a soundtrack to, like, Jump Street or something.
Well, they do that all the time. They paste a different label.
No. It was the label.
Oh, they forgot to paste the label.
They forgot to? Oh, no.
It was just the label for
somebody else.
Something Street. It was a movie. It was a soundtrack.
Well, that's what everybody thinks when they get a gold record. They think it's their record.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, you play it. I know that one. But this one had the wrong label. I mean, it was just the green and red and white label.
Well, it's great when you get it with the right label, and then it hangs in your bathroom for a while, and then the label peels off.
Yeah.
And you see what happens.
It's a Herb Alpert record.
Yeah, Minnie Riperton or something.
Right.
All right. We got another song from the New Cars from the forthcoming CD, and this one is in stereo. It's Moving in Stereo.
Same, it's all inside of you.
from the forthcoming CD, It's Alive, The New Cars with Moving in Stereo on Rockline tonight. I'm Bob Coburn, joined by Greg and Kasim and Prairie and Elton. Elliot. And we were talking about Elton a minute ago. We were just talking about Elton John and his band, Elliot and Todd, and they're taking your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. And the guys hit the road on May 12th. You can get the concert dates, newcars.com, thenewcars.com on the Internet. Wayne, New Jersey, it's Barry. Hi, Barry.
Oh, Barry.
Barry, you
Todd
with us?
Todd Rundgren, a longtime fan. Just wanted to know if you're going to play any lead guitar, or is that exclusively for the left-handed guy, Elliot? You guys will look good on stage, lefty and righty, and I just want to know if you're going to play lead, trade riffs. What is it all about as far as that goes, and what kind of guitar do you use?
Well, I've been going through guitars like a madman here, trying to find the right one. And as a matter of fact, I got to call my wife and have her send Foamy out. You know, my famous green P project guitar, you know. But we were actually today working out a song in which I get to
stretch out, or abuse
my instrument. No end. So, yeah, there will be opportunities for me to do that. And believe me, the opportunities on my plate are plenty right now. I have to remember the words to the songs, and that's a big enough challenge for me, you know, to remember this kind of abstract poetry that goes that Rick's come up with, you know, for a lot of the lyrics, and that takes so many of my CPU cycles, you know, that it's a good thing that I don't have to play any freaking guitar of any import.
But there is a spot in the show to answer that where he gets to wail.
Oh man, I'm going to wank big time. Don't worry about it.
And for Lefty, whose nickname is now Elton in the band, yeah.
The Elton East.
Yes, darling.
The Gibson SG.
Elton,
he wanted to know what you're playing. Is it the Gibson SG?
I'm playing the prototype for my Gibson signature model.
Okay. All right, so I was just told him that was for Todd. You got the Foamy, and you answered that. All right, we've taken care of Barry here tonight on Rockland. Bernie in Staten Island, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I just
Bernie.
Want to say it's an honor and a privilege to be speaking to you guys. I can't wait to come see you June 14th in Florida.
That's right.
My question is to you, were you guys old friends with Blondie? How did you guys hook up together for this tour?
I'm sort of friends with Clem, their drummer, and that's really the only member of the band that I know. Maybe these other guys.
I know Lee, the bass player. Okay. Lee Fox is a good guy.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I used to be in a band with Lee
really?
Fox. And
Yeah. Lee Lazowski.
Lee's a good guy. He's the bass player with Blondie right now.
Okay.
Yeah, this came about because the marketing company that's helping us put this whole thing together has worked with Blondie before, and they thought this would be a bill of some interest to various people. We don't want people to get the wrong impression. This is not some kind of like, let's all go back to the new wave era, you know, and Flock of Numbskulls and all that other stuff. You know, we're Blondie has their agenda, whatever that is. You know, we haven't yet worked together, so we don't know what they're going for. But that's whatever it is they're going for. That's what they're going for. We're going for our own thing.
We've been led to believe it's a farewell tour of some.
Well, I've heard that, you know, but
for Blondie,
you know,
it's a hello tour for us.
For us, it's hello again. You
know. How many times did David Bowie retire? You know, it's
every tour since 70 something.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, Bernie, there you go.
The Eagles finally just started calling their farewell tour, you know, phase 8, phase 9. Just doing it that way, you know. A big buzz with Blondie in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and with the guys walking up and saying, can we play? And she says, can't you see him with my band? Wow, that was something else, man. Right now, I think we will change the mood and let the good times roll. We'll be right back. Good times roll. It's the new Cars with us tonight on Rockline. Still a chance for you to get on the air and talk to the guys. We have two more call segments coming up. Toll-free 1-800-344-ROCK and rocklineradio.com. We'll tell you who is coming up on the show. Next week, Def Leppard will be on. Phil Collin and Vivian Campbell, they'll each play a song live. Sammy Hagar, Ted Nugent, Cheap Trick, Steve Miller, he'll be playing live as well. Good shows coming up for you and more on the way. Rockline is brought to you by Fox. Fox Monday on an all-new 24 Terror at 40,000 feet when Jack takes over a passenger plane that's carrying the tape that proves the president is a traitor. 24, it's Monday on Fox. And the name of this song is one of the new ones, as a matter of fact, from the new Cars, from the forthcoming CD. Check it out.